There is a sensitivity to language when you're doing motivational interviewing. It doesn't mean that you have to have a big vocabulary, but how you say certain things is extremely important and supports the importance of hearing yourself talk, hearing yourself do this, getting feedback on it. What people find is that they learn really good ways of communicating then as they improve these skills, and then they can use, you know, certain kinds of interactions more frequently. They kind of become favorite ways of using words to, you know, help, you know, move a session along or move a person along in their thinking. An example of developing discrepancy may be asking people about a certain behavior. So you like drinking late at night, but then you find that you can't get up in the morning. So tell me the good things about drinking late at night and the not so good things about drinking at night. So that's a way to help person develop discrepancy. There can be a couple other ways of asking it. Tell me the pros and the cons of drinking at night. Tell me what you really like about drinking at night and the things that you don't like about drinking late at night. So the more that people practice and rehearse different ways to use motivational interviewing skills, they just get better at it. And they then can use maybe two or three different ways of saying the same thing to a client, so that if the client doesn't understand what they're trying to communicate, they've got more of a repertoire. You know, they've got two or three or four different ways of doing the same thing, you know, of developing discrepancy.